Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Monica Collison, President and CEO of Union Mutual Insurance. Like you, I grew up in and still farm and ranch in our great state. Growing up in Granfield, I learned the hard work that it takes to protect the land and assets that my family built over the last 110 years. Union Mutual Insurance has been serving Oklahomans just like you for over 85 years. At Union Mutual, we focus on protecting your farm, ranch, and home, not politics. Call your local agent today or visit us on our website at unionmutualic.com.
If there's anything the past 2 years have taught us, it's that people don't always get along and they certainly don't always agree on everything. Now, while we can't help you with your Facebook debates, we can help with resolving many types of agriculture and environmental related issues at no cost. Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation has been helping Oklahomans resolve conflicts since 1987, and we're here to help you. And the best thing is we can do it without having to go to court. So if you have a conflict that might need some mediation, get more information at ok.gov/mediation.
Live cattle turned green mid-morning here. We had 142 bid in Texas and Kansas, and then some reported 142 to 145 trade in Texas and Oklahoma. So that's higher than last week, and that lifted the August live cattle to close up 40 at 141.62. They had a high of 142. Those expire in a couple days. The October live cattle up 10 here at 144.60. December's up 15 at 150.67. April at 1. Unchanged today at 158.27. Now, feeder cattle were a little bit weaker with August down 50. They expired this Thursday. They're at 180.90. Now, the feeder cattle index is 180.66, so those two are converging just like they are supposed to. September feeders $1.90 lower at 182.45. October's 202 lower at 184.45. Out in January, 187.45, down 45. Technically speaking, the market now is now below the 20-day moving average, and we've been on a really steady uptrend since the middle part of May, and around a $20 rally from the low to the high. So to have a pullback, let's say 50%, would be around 176, and so that's another $6 or $7 from here. So not all that unexpected. Of course, the corn market's rallied and feed prices have gotten higher, and that's made the feeders cheaper. Hogs today were steady to about a buck lower.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
For a farmer, every day is different, and every season tells its own story. Make this the year you do it your way. Coron Metra is a foliar fertilizer that lets you decide when the time is right for nutrition. Metra gives you flexibility, it gives your tank efficiency, and Metra gives your crop more than just nitrogen. Coron Metra, the next evolution in crop nutrition. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration before use.
Today's grain trade was higher across the board. Kansas City December wheat up 13 to 879. They have rallied and kind of broke that downtrend. As long as we can make new highs here or higher than we were about 10 days ago, we could possibly get a rally. Tomorrow also is a six-month anniversary of the start of the war in Ukraine and also Ukraine Independence Day. So something, a lot going on there around the politics, and I feel like there could be something happen there. We'll see what happens in the next 24 hours. Soybeans are 22 to 39 higher. November up 25 and three quarters at 14.61. Corn extremely strong today. December up 26 and a quarter at 6.55 and a quarter. They have rallied significantly, somewhere around 80 cents off their low back in July in the corn. Of course, all eyes are on this Pro Farmer Crop Tour and what the yields today are. Yesterday, the yields in the west, the worst part of the corn crop, were very low, lower than the averages, and so that the picture circulating on social media helping drive prices higher. But in the east, you're not seeing a whole lot about that. It was actually higher than average, so somewhere in the middle as the two east and west groups come toward the center, we'll get a better idea of what the Pro Farmer Crop Tour shows. Typically, they're lower than what the USDA is, so we'll see what happens in the next couple days.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.